Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, June 27th, 2014. Here's a quick look what's coming up.
Tonight, an oath-keeping sheriff fights for your First Amendment rights. Then, tech trendy ISIS tweets their five-year terror plan. And the police state comes to a virtually crime-free community. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
You're gonna learn to submit! And the cops just drink fluoride water. Oh, they take their kids to shoot them up with mercury and the kids become autistic. The cops don't care.
The Saudi and CIA-supported terror army, ISIS, who is trained by the U.S. military, has supposedly posted their five-year expansion plan on Twitter. The map shows the Al-Qaeda spinoff organization occupying the entire Middle East, including Israel, plus the Arabian Peninsula, North Africa, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Indonesia, and India. Wow, those guys plan on wreaking a lot of havoc down the road. Lots of raping and pillaging the next 5 years. Lots of ground to cover with less than 40,000 jihadists. Now, there's no doubt that ISIS will probably never leave Iraq or even leave Syria for that matter, but I think it's safe to say that occupying the entire Middle East, now that's a bit of a stretch, all right? But this is how the propaganda machine works. This is classic fear-mongering. And their intent is to keep ISIS in the headlines. This is their new boogeyman, by the way. And they are amping up the war propaganda to feed the war on terror beast. And, of course, this is done through social media and stories fabricated or even sensationalized by the establishment media. Now, the group has even launched an Arabic-language Twitter app called the Dawn of Glad Tidings. So I guess the terrorists are now technologically savvy as well. And as far as the ISIS five-year war plan, like I said, occupying the entire Middle East, I mean, it's not going to happen. But it does look scary on TV. And no doubt they're going to cause all kinds of trouble in Iraq. After all, Iraq was engineered to be a failed state to begin with. Since the U.S. took it over beginning in 2003 during the Iraq War, or the invasion of Iraq, or you can even go further back in time to when the establishment installed their own ruthless dictator and put Saddam Hussein in charge. But I digress. Iraq is currently a failed state with an ineffective and corrupt military that is controlled by the U.S. military. It's a black hole and unlimited cash cow for the military-industrial complex, exploited by contractors and preferred clients of the Pentagon. You know, Dick Cheney's Halliburton is a good example. And don't forget that Iraq is also a strategic place on the grand chessboard, and the U.S. military will always be in control of that region, even when they pretend like they're not. So don't believe the hype. The ISIS map on Twitter is a joke. I mean, this is just more propaganda that's created by the CIA, the United States, and NATO. Picture it as a prop in the ongoing effort to expand what looks like the never-ending war on terror. Now, there is a very interesting article that is posted on InfoWars.com right now by William Engdahl, ISIS in Iraq, a CIA-NATO dirty war op. And it goes into the creation of ISIS, how they were trained by the CIA and U.S. Special Forces at a secret camp in Jordan in 2012. And it also goes into detail how former U.S. Department official Andrew Doran, he said that some of the ISIS warriors are now in possession of U.S. passports. Let that sink in for a minute. You know, the war on terror was manufactured for the expansion of the U.S. military-industrial complex and American imperialism on a global scale. But it was also intended to take away our civil liberties here at home, hence the Patriot Act, the NDAA, and militarized police on our streets. And this is all in the aftermath of 9/11. But to get an idea of just how serious law enforcement officials take these terror threats and use terrorism as an excuse to become an occupying force in our own backyards, just look how they are reacting right now to the American people's outrage over the recent incident where SWAT police raided a home in Georgia. They threw in a flash grenade and almost killed a two-year-old child. I mean, the kid is fighting right now for his life in a Georgia hospital. The grenade blew a hole in his chest, but the county's DA office, this is what the DA's office said. They said, there's nothing to investigate. Bad things happen. That's just the world we live in. And that's a quote. By the way, they didn't find any drugs in the home. And to add even more insult to injury, a company that provides video training programs for law enforcement is suggesting that nobody will complain about militarized police in America or examples of police brutality when ISIS comes a-calling. They actually posted that remark on their Facebook page. And this was in response to the two-year-old child who's clinging to life right now after his chest was blown apart by police. So ISIS is the new boogeyman, another Frankenstein created by the CIA and trained by our U.S. military to expand the war on terror and further take away our civil liberties here at home. Get it? Yeah, it looks like you're following along just fine. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. InfoWars Nightly News will return right after this. Stick around.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Residents of a virtually crime-free county in Florida are expressing outrage over a decision by the Walton County Sheriff's Office to purchase an MRAP armored vehicle normally used for combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, remember the 1988 movie, The Truman Show, starring Jim Carrey? That was filmed in Walton County. I guess Hollywood producers chose the location because the town is so peaceful, it actually appears to be fake. And local residents say that their town is so crime-free that you can leave your doors unlocked. Needless to say, they're not very happy with the sheriff's decision to purchase a mine-resistant, ambush-protected armored vehicle. They got a really good price on it, by the way, but what's happening is the Department of Defense has been donating armored vehicles to the Department of Homeland Security, who in turn has been selling them to police departments all across the country. As domestic law enforcement is becoming increasingly militarized, even in virtually crime-free areas like Walton County, Florida. And I like what one of the county sheriff's officers posted on his Facebook page in response to angry residents. County Sheriff Mike Atkinson wrote, "This is not the federal government intruding on your civil liberties." Oh, really, Mike? Come on, man. You're in Walton County, Florida. You're not in Iraq or Afghanistan, although that vehicle does create the combat mindset, I guess you can say. So I'm sure you'll get to use it eventually. And don't forget that it was a former Marine Corps colonel, guy's name is Peter Martino, who was stationed in Fallujah, and he actually trained Iraqi soldiers. He warned us last year that the DHS is working with law enforcement to build a domestic army, because the federal government is afraid of its own citizens. Now, Martino's the guy who spoke out at a city council meeting in New Hampshire against his town's decision to purchase one of those Bearcat armored vehicles.
What's happening here is we're building a domestic military because it's unlawful, unconstitutional to use American troops on American soil. So what we're doing is we're building a military. My best friend, who's a SWAT officer in Nashua, who came to Iraq with me to train the Iraqi police, sent me an email with a picture of him in the media on the streets of Watertown, Mass., wearing the exact same combat gear that we had in Iraq, only it was a different color.
Yeah, that guy is a former Marine Corps colonel who found out the city's police chief actually wrote the DHS, and he was requesting the armored vehicle to deal with the threat posed by, get this, libertarians, sovereign citizens, and Occupy Wall Street protesters. How's that for an intrusion on our civil liberties? You like that? And what about that town in Wisconsin, where last month the police had to calm down residents and reassure them that the military trucks they just got from the U.S. Army won't be used to fire on the locals? I mean, the people out there are freaking out. Those armored vehicles are definitely intimidating. Also last month, it was Indiana Police Sergeant Dan Downing who admitted that the militarization of domestic law enforcement is partly to deal with returning veterans who are now seen as homegrown terrorists. They are a homegrown threat. So the militarization of domestic police departments is in full swing, from the small suburban towns to the big populated cities. And they are being told that we are the threat, we're the enemy, and they are armed for war. And did you know that there is now an average of over 100 SWAT team raids every single day in this country? That's right, mostly in residential neighborhoods. And just think, all this time we've been worried about U.S. military marching on the streets of America and the end of Posse Comitatus, yet look at us now. I mean, here we are with an occupying force, a militarized police army nationwide, right in our very own backyards. Wow. I tell you what, Alex Jones was right when he said the police state isn't coming. It's already here.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements and they upset my stomach and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there, and I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, as promised, the InfoWars Nightly News continues its groundbreaking coverage of the U.S. border collapse. InfoWars News Director Rob Due and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs have just learned that the Border Patrol plans to house illegal immigrants at a New Mexico training academy.
Yeah, the Artesia, New Mexico, that's actually where the Border Patrol Academy is, and they want to house some of these people at the Border Patrol Academy while they're awaiting processing.
Because that takes away from training, then, I assume, because now you have to pull people away, your cadre, I assume, now you've got to have people watching them as well,
right,
taking care of them, babysitting.
I imagine it's had a pretty big impact on training, but the agents that are there for training, they've not yet taken the oath. So
yeah,
they have no enforcement authority. So that burden is going to be on the staff at the academy. And I can't imagine that being possible.
Which hurts the training overall, yeah.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, the best case scenario is that it's our agents out in the field trying to secure the border. With that said, if our agents are otherwise tied up and we're so restricted by processing and by budget issues, we want border security. And if we need help doing that and DPS is called upon to do it, you know, I in the short term, I don't know that there's another answer. You know, there's been talk of calling out the National Guard. And I would be all for that depending on what their role would be. Because again, we're talking about the National Guard who has no arrest authority. And believe me, I'm grateful for our troops and our veterans, very much so. But if we could get the National Guard to help us in more of a support role, so our agents could be freed up to get out there and do more of an enforcement role,
then
yeah, absolutely, let's do it. But more importantly than that, I think, we need the Border Patrol to be 100% staffed. And right now, we're not 100% staffed. And that's because, like I explained earlier, our guys are being pulled out of the field because of budget issues. Now, we just had yesterday our pay reform bill went through markup in the Senate. So we're hopeful that the Senate will push that and get that through, because that will effectively put 1,500 more agents back out in the field where they should be, and it will be at less cost to the taxpayer. So that's something that needs to happen, and it needs to happen quick. But that's one of the first best steps we can take. Combined with that, we also need to make sure that these people are not just caught and released. Otherwise, the flow is going to continue.
Well, this illegal invasion of the recent flood of illegal immigrants is absolutely destroying small-town America. A once prosperous Texas town is now drowning in debt due to the swarm of illegal immigrants destroying property, spreading disease, and filling up mass graves on the taxpayers' dime. InfoWars reporter John Bown speaks with Falfurrias, Texas Judge Raul Ramirez about the red level warning signs for Main Street America.
We are here at the county seat of Falfurrias, Texas, a small town whose success is largely due to the developer and pioneer Edward Cunningham Lassiter, who in 1893 owned one of the largest ranches in Texas at 350,000 acres. As the San Antonio and Aransas Pass Railway expanded south to his ranch in 1904, Lassiter founded Falfurrias, an Apache word meaning the land of heart's delight, possibly due to the sweet butter creamery Lassiter developed in 1909. Or perhaps it refers to Filfarias, Mexican slang for dirty and untidy. One thing is for certain, both meanings apply here. As the county and local ranchers struggle to bankroll, defend their lives, and bury the bodies of the rising tide of illegals crossing their land every day.
It was the loss of oil and gas revenue, compounded by the amount that we spend. And that figure is dealing with autopsies. It's dealing with wear and tear of the vehicles, the sheriff's department, the JPs, the magistrates, the death certificates, all the paperwork that's entailed, getting out to these areas that are very, very remote. I personally have been taken to pronounce a body when the police, the sheriff officer with me says, oh, there went the transmission. And we had to call a wrecker to come get us. Thank God for Border Patrol. They were able to take us to where the immigrant was.
And a lot of these immigrants are dying of dehydration. Is that the main cause?
We refer to them as the elements. You know, it's compounded by the 100-plus weather, degrees out there, rattlesnake bites. And a lot of them, we order autopsies because we don't know what was the cause of death. We now do autopsies on everybody and DNA on everybody.
As far as the immigrants from other parts of the world, can you speak on that at all, what your experience, what you've seen from, say, China, India, Russia, possibly?
We have reports from the Sheriff's Department. They can confirm that they've apprehended people from over there, and they've also found people. But the Sheriff's Department is very aware of that they are here, and they're coming in.
Has violence increased in the past few years as a result of the aggressive increase in immigrants?
Yes, definitely. Matter of fact, I just got a report a couple of days ago of a local rancher that they broke into his ranch. And we are getting more and more reports of either agents that are being accosted or deputies that are having to finding resistance, you know, from these individuals. They're young. They're 30 and under, a lot of them. Year to date right now, I believe we have 33. And we're about to go into July and August, you know. If you're familiar with Brooks County, we've got 944 square miles. And it's very, very rough terrain. And, of course, being from South Texas, anybody that knows about rattlesnakes, we got some big ones. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very difficult because the anti-venom is out of Corpus Christi. Mm-hmm. And that means that we'd have to get a helicopter down here and try to get them within that golden hour so we could save their body.
Wow, the cost of that must be staggering.
Of course. And all that incurs on the county. And that's why all these expenses, you know, we don't budget for. And we've had to, and the law says we have to pay for them.
And have you asked for grants from the federal government?
We have gotten nothing from the federal government. Governor Perry's office last year stepped up to the plate, and they helped us with $150,000 to the sheriff. We were in Austin, Texas this week, and they're going to help us with another $150,000. That's to defray a lot of the costs that the sheriff department has.
There was a boom time with the gas and oil and the creamery.
In 2007, when I took office, our taxable value was $1,093,000,000. Last year was $541 million. We've lost more than 60% of our oil and gas. So that makes, you know, and we live by oil and gas. In 1959, we were the only one in South Texas that had an all-concrete stadium. Mm-hmm. We had four dealerships and we had a hospital.
Are you aware of the administration of Obama, how they're professing to the Central American countries that if you come across the border and proclaim that you're a dreamer, especially these younger kids that are coming across, that you will receive amnesty?
I think that you can't make the rules just to apply them. If you're going to be fair, let's be fair to everybody. You know, if you're going to allow people to come in, you should have standards. You should have a program in play that would allow them to enter the country legally, not illegally.
Are you aware of the exploding swine flu now in San Antonio in this area? What's your Health and Human Services doing to take care of that?
Well, we've been there before. A couple of years ago, the H1N1 it was here, and we were prepared. We've got a wonderful medical team in the valley that keeps us abreast, and we always take a proactive approach. We've got a lot of illegal activity by human smuggling, and we've got it is a problem. The problem that we've got to contain is that we just don't want people dying in our county. And so we're trying to do everything humanly possible to stop it. We've got a good friend of mine that goes out and puts water stations at the ranches so at least they can have water.
How effective has the Border Patrol and Homeland Security been in your county?
We have a wonderful presence of Border Patrol. They do a great job of drug apprehension. You know, that's what their Brooks County is number one in the nation for. The only bad part about it, we're not a border county, so we don't qualify for any federal assistance. And so I've made the scenario many times, including to the governor's office on Tuesday, that if you've got a scenario where Border Patrol agents are following somebody and they get bit by a rattlesnake, they'll take him to the hospital, they'll put agents there to monitor him, they'll foot the bill. But an immigrant dies, call Brooks County.
Right. We were just in Brownsville and McAllen last week, and we discovered that the Border Patrol was paying via a credit card for illegals that had come in, mainly women with children, babies. McAllen, Texas is tapping their resources.
But it's taken an effect on their money, on their budget, because you don't budget for stuff like that. I mean, you can budget some, but at some point, you didn't see or foresee the amount of immigrants coming over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're paying for bus tickets, they're generating power for them, they're putting up tents, they're feeding them.
Wouldn't you say that's exploitation at a high level? I mean, that's crazy. If I did something like that, they'd want to put me in jail.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing what the federal government's getting away with.
My God. Well, you've enlightened me to a lot of things that, you know, for the last week, I've been inundated with the mass graves. And so I kind of now got to get back to and focus on everything else. But and it's going to get crazy. Before it gets better, it's going to get crazy. Yeah, I'm sure glad you landed here and let everybody know of what's going on in Brooks County, because, you know, my heart goes out to this, to McAllen and the county of Hidalgo, because, you know, they've got a lot on their plate. We've had it, you know, like I said, for 65 months, and we wouldn't want to bestow on anybody else, so.
And now from that amazing interview with Judge Ramirez here in Brooks County, Texas, we take you to the mass dumping ground here at the Sacred Heart Burial Park. Who's next? What town is next to take the brunt of the illegal activity being spread by the federal government into the United States? Is it your town? From Falfurrias, Texas, I'm John Bound for InfoWars Nightly News.
All right, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will return next week, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Until then, have a blessed weekend. We'll see you back right here on Monday. Good night. Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.